The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
What really goes on behind the scenes of dance shows or concert performances? Welcome to Dance Talk Radio with Tracy Marciniak. Tracy and her celebrity guest expert will take you inside and around the world of dance with interviews, questions answered by experts, and inside scoops of the dance industry like none other. Now, let's get things started. Here's Tracy.
Hello, and welcome to Dance Talk Radio. I'm Tracy Marciniak, your host for Dance Talk Radio, coming to you live each week on Mondays, 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern, where everything is dance. We have some great segments coming up, including Meet the Pro, combined with our celebrity interview, the popular Inside the Studio, and we'll also meet a talented young dancer being trained close to 2,000 miles away from her home. It's all in this episode, so let's get right to it. First up is Meet the Pro. He successfully juggles the roles of producer, director, choreographer, teacher, and entrepreneur. He's taught professional dance classes in New York City for over 30 years and is a leading producer of instructional dance videos. Please welcome to the show, Mr. Bob Rizzo. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Hey, Tracy. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited.
Absolutely. I was just going to say, welcome to Dance Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So, Bob, for this Meet the Pro segment, how about if you share a bit about your background first with our listeners? How did it all begin?
Well, probably as a 10 or 12 year old boy, that typical, you know, put on a play in the garage kind of story. You know, I would gather the neighborhood kids and my brothers and put them in costumes and, you know, direct shows, plays, musicals in the garage. And at the same time, I also had a fascination with film, and Mary Poppins had just been released recently, and I had a fascination with the magic and the flying and the disappearing. And the television show Bewitched, which probably people don't know about nowadays, but was also the same kind of idiom, a lot of magic. So I'd experiment with my Super 8 camera on how to make things fly, disappear, neighbors, relatives would all be in the film. So it was all very theatrical and film-oriented as a child. But in high school, of course, I performed in the musicals and the choirs, and I did community theater as well as an actor and a singer, because that's what I was strong in, you know. And then when I left for college to major in drama, musical theater, I was doing musicals there, and the choreographer one time said, "Hey, listen, Bob, you know, I know you're a singer and actor, but, you know, you move pretty well for a guy, and, you know, I know you're, you know, 18, 19 years old, but maybe you should start really studying dance, because you have a real knack for it." So that's all it took for me, you know. Then that summer, I went home, and I studied ballet religiously with my aunt, who had a strict ballet studio where she taught, you know, techniques in, like, Russian, Vaganova. And mostly importantly for her was Cicchetti, which had a graded syllabus, you know. So here I was, 19 years old guy, studying with my fellow classmates, who were all girls 10 to 14 years old. But I studied for the Cicchetti exams right along with them, and I passed the first three grades during my time there. So that was pretty fun for me.
Isn't that something, Bob? I have to stop you right there, just because I didn't realize that, like, you're one of those people that actually, you know, started later. Obviously, you have such a raw talent, because I know a lot about your career, but I didn't realize that you started at that late of age in the sector of movement.
Right, yeah.
That's really something.
Late. I mean, I was moving in shows before that, but never knew what anything was. I was just, you know, copying, you know. So it was great to have the class. And she was a wonderful teacher. She was a real strict, one of those real strict ones, you know. But, hey, you know, in hindsight, that intense training, especially the Cicchetti stuff, I think it really helped me later in my teaching career, because I knew how to explain what the exercises were developed for, as well as the proper execution. So that those three, I really learned a lot there. So, you know, from her, I got a scholarship in Chicago, dancing for the summer. And while I was there, I met my most influential teacher to date, Lou Conti, who was the founder and artistic director of the Harbor Street Dance Company.
Of course, we know,
you're a Chicago gal, you know, which is now the Harbor Street Chicago. But I was there before the company started, when he just started working with the four girls who started the company, so that was pretty cool at the time. but, you know, Lou's style of dance, you know, blended jazz and ballet techniques with a theatrical kind of sensibility. And he was a former Broadway dancer himself. He danced for Bob Fosse. So this style he created was kind of what he called show dancing. And I really got into that. So I loved that, doing that.
I didn't realize this connection with you and Lou Conte. I'm such a fan of Hubbard Street.
Oh, my God.
So yeah, I'm a big supporter of theirs. I just love that. That's fantastic. Okay.
Yeah, again, it always goes back to me, even though I started late, was to that ballet training, which is so important. I mean, Hubbard Street is, you know, known for that, you know, the best dancers in the world, you know.
Right.
So, you know, I was in Chicago there. I was studying with him. I was, you know, hired as a dancer and a fashion show dance company that traveled the country performing in malls. And instead of doing, like, you know, straight runway shows, we would do production numbers and dance numbers with the clothes from the Gap or Macy's, whatever stores contributed. So that was kind of fun. And I did it for about a year while I was there. And I eventually became the assistant to the choreographer. And one day when she got sick, the producer asked if I could put a number together for the show in 3 days, because we had to do one more number. And I'd never choreographed before. But I put it together in two quick rehearsals, and hence my career as a choreographer began. And from then on, I was hired by other companies as well as this producer for other shows and in Chicago area, other fashion shows and industrials. And it was fantastic. So I really, my choreography started. I never thought I would be doing that. That was kind of fun, you know?
Well, and I was just going to say, I have to reiterate again, obviously there's a lot of raw talent involved here, because not everybody can just say, hey, I feel like doing this, and then turn around and get job after job, and then start to get, you know, become the assistant choreographer, and then turn around and go produce and choreograph a show. So is that what led you to teaching in convention circuits?
Well, absolutely. You know, after, yes, everything happened, you know, by circumstance for me. I mean, again, I thought as a child that I would be doing directing films. So going this way was a totally different thing, you know. When I moved to New York after Chicago, I started teaching at the Broadway Dance Center. And from there, that's where I was first spotted to teach my first dance convention. The executive director of Dance Educators of America at the time came to watch my class, and she hired me. But she said, listen, Bob, I've never done a convention before, but here's the deal. You have to do what's called popcorn jazz. And I said, well, what's popcorn? What's popcorn jazz? She goes, well, it was a new term to me. She said, listen, listen, Bob, the material you teach has to be much easier than what I've seen in your class, a lot of fun and very repetitive, as the classes will have over 200 young students attending at all different levels. So I'm not really sure, Tracy, if I ever really, I watered it down, but it was my foray into the convention and competition world as a judge as well.
Oh, that's hilarious, because I was just going to say that, welcome to watering it down, right?
Yeah, exactly. Popcorn jazz.
I've never heard that term. That's fantastic.
Right. Something new to me.
So then you stayed on that convention circuit then for a while. How did it come about? Because I do have to say that, you know, many people also got to know you outside of your teaching, which is your instructional video company that's so famous in the country. How did that all come about?
Right, you know, sort of like the same progression, Tracy. I was teaching at the conventions that for dance educators, dance masters at the time. There weren't as many as there are now. Like, there's, you know, 500,000. There were, like, you know, 10 back then. And the teachers back then, it was the day of, you know, video cameras with the VHS tape stuck in it. They were huge, big cameras. So they weren't so many around at the time. Also, in these classes, the conventions, you weren't allowed to film in there, so the teachers had to just take physical notes, you know, by hand. So they would learn the material, write it down, try to remember it. So a couple of them came up to me one day and said, Bob, we love your work, especially your across-the-floor stuff, how you teach the technique. Would you mind, when you go back to New York, would you videotape that and send us a copy and we'll pay you for it? I said, oh, well, okay, I can do that for you. I got back to New York, and I thought, well, let me think outside the box here. And I created my first instructional video called Broadway Dancing, which was two full-length routines. And I sent it to those 25 or so teachers, and that snowballed. And then within 3 weeks, I think, or 4 weeks, I had 200 orders for them. And I said, oh, look, there's something here. So I created a company, got incorporated, I called it Riz Biz Productions, and, you know, 75 DVDs and music CDs later, here I am.
I was just going to say, hence Riz Biz, because I remember, it's so funny when you're talking about this, of the days of teachers going in and having to take notes, and then as conventions and competition owners, we had to, you know, provide notes for the teachers. And I remember it used to be one of the faculties, it was just their favorite thing to do in life, was to break down all of their material and have to, like, you know, write these notes. And I remember one time we put it on CD just for the teachers. And then finally it got to the point where it is today, where teachers, you know, faculty are changing their choreography, you know, from maybe one city to the next. So those kind of days went away. But
right.
I remember people were just yearning for, like you said, progressions across the floor,
across
groundwork,
the floor,
whatever.
Right.
Yes, warm-ups. And you had the best videos around. So are you still producing today?
Yes, not as many because the world's changed, of course, from videos and DVDs and things like that. So, you know, I've got new projects coming out, which we'll talk about later. But yeah, they're still available through Amazon and BobRizzo.com. You can find them still there. You know,
I was going to say they are the best, because before we even break or anything like that, I do have to say, I mean, if you don't have a Bob Rizzo Productional Instructional Video in your dance library, and I'm not even joking, it sounds like I'm just doing this big plug. I really do mean this. I suggest you get over. Where can they go to, Bob, to find it? You said Amazon?
Amazon, and my own website is www.bobrizzo.com, and they're there as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. And I really suggest get your videos now. I mean, it's been a staple in the dance industry for dance educators for decades, and we all so appreciate your high-level quality
of producing
these videos over the years. And I'm serious. I'm not even being nice. Like, it's so true. I want to make sure that people really, you know, get that into their library, because it's just, you know, it really is something to have.
Yeah, and what's nice about True Trades, I mean, I started doing them myself, of course, but then I started hiring other teachers to do them because I saw who was out in the circuit, who people liked, and I grabbed them and said, listen, why don't you do an instructional video on tap for me, David Howard, do a ballet one. So I got some great people in my, you know, library there that also are doing the videos as well for me. So it was a really, really nice opportunity.
Sure. Do you guys do any kind of, like, you know, people are doing YouTube and that kind of thing right now? I mean, is there any major, like, possible future for something like that for your instructional videos? Because I did notice for sure that you would always take some of the top industry, you know, convention teachers, and the next thing I knew, you were producing a video with them, which really made sense for all of us teachers out there.
Right, right. I mean, one person can't give you everything. You really want to get a variety of different styles. I mean, who you like, everyone has different preferences, you know. So I was trying to get every little demographic there under my label.
For sure. Well, we certainly hope that maybe, you know, for the future, if you're not doing those kind of videos, that any kind of instructional videos, make sure you guys tune in over to Biz. What is it again? It's Biz.
The company name is Riz Biz Productions, but the website's BobRizzo.com.
Got it.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. Well, we have to take a short commercial break, but don't go away, because
okay,
Bob
Tracy.
Will be back.
Thanks,
to
Tracy.
Share. Absolutely. You're going to – don't go away, though, Bob, because you're hanging with
okay.
me, because Bob's going to be back to share his new venture with us, as well as the popular Inside the Studio segment, where we feature one dance studio across the country. And this week is going to be from Indiana. It's Eclipse Performing Arts. And don't miss meeting our young dancer, Kennedy Brown, who will be here live to share her insights of her life training out in Arizona. So stay tuned.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between, discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about four times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be.
Listen anywhere.
Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to Dance Talk Radio with Tracy Marciniak and today's guest expert. To reach the show live, please call 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. You may also reach out via email to dance@dancetalkradio.com. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back to Dance Talk Radio. I'm Tracy Marciniak, your host for Dance Talk Radio, where everything is dance. Coming up now is our celebrity interview with Mr. Bob Rizzo. Thanks for joining us again for this segment, Bob.
Sure, Tracy. Thank you again.
For sure. So one of the reasons why I wanted to bring you on for two segments is because you have just started a new venture that we at Dance Talk Radio believe everyone really needs to know about. So can you explain to our listeners what it's all about and also how you came up with the idea?
Sure. It's called thedancecoach.com. And I founded it from, you know, mostly I was teaching workshops throughout the country at dance studios and conventions that some students were looking for ones for more information on becoming a professional dancer in New York City and what it takes to get there, how to prepare, how to do research. So although I put together several panels and seminars on how to audition, making it in New York City, the ABCs of a professional dance career, I was finding the students still wanted more one-on-one personal time rather than being in a room of 200 kids to get this information. So I created thedancecoach.com with all that in mind, and it offers a few different options, Tracy. Like a student can upload a video of their dance routine to the website, The Dance Coach, and I can give them back, after I review the routine a couple times, a complete and comprehensive review and feedback of the material they sent me. So they can use a video they shoot from a phone or an iPad or even a professional video they might own from a competition. They can even send that in if they'd like, if it's a student from a competition. You know, as you know, being in the dance world and the competition world, when they're usually judged at a dance competition, there's three or four judges sitting there either writing comments, writing them out, or speaking into a video in real time as the kid is dancing up there, the student is dancing. They're saying, point your foot here, stretch the foot here, and they have to rush the comments because they're keeping in time with the dance. So the kid at the end, right, the student, gets a 2.5-minute video with all the comments on it, and they're there, but they're not really fleshed out. They're, because it's so quick, they have to give it so quickly. So with the technology that I created here for this is I'm able to slow the routine down as they're doing it, like put them in slow motion and show them in a jump and say, listen, this is what you need to do here. I can put it in reverse so they can show how that turn was coming in the wrong way, how their preparation was wrong. I can talk a lot and slow it down, just stop it completely and just talk over the image to really give them a comprehensive feedback on it. And there's also drawing tools where I can use a magic marker and circle their foot, draw a straight line from fingertip to fingertip where their arms are like out of line. So that stuff is, it's gold because this is what they really want to hear to get to make that routine better. So that's
one of the things we offer
on there.
Okay, we have to just stop right there for a second.
Sure.
Because that alone, I mean, that is just such a gap that needed to be bridged in our industry. Mm-hmm. And I say that because, you know, it's interesting. I did, years ago, I did something we called private coaching. And it was private coaching, and we just tried it out. And what I recognized was that we really needed to start in our own dance industry, I mean, nationwide, is a private coaching type of event is mm-hmm. what's really needed. And that and that's basically what you're saying. But we did it live, and we basically, like, each studio had a private, like, coach, and they had their own faculty member, that type of thing, and they had X amount of time with that person, and they could videotape it, and then they could talk to this, you know, to the faculty person, say, hey, can we go after, you know, basically you've got me for this amount of time, what do you want me to zone in on? Do you want me to zone in on technique? Do you want me to zone in on, you know, a certain spot, whatever it may be?
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. Well, and that's really nice for a you know, an actual live event. But what you're talking about just takes it to a completely different level. And for anyone out there that's listening that if, my gosh, I can't imagine that you're just not getting so bombarded.
It's been good so far. I can't complain.
Oh, my gosh, because seriously, what's so great about the digital world now is that, you know, you can be in New York City as the expert, Bob, and you can have a panel of faculty,
yep.
you know, as experts too when you
mm-hmm.
do, you know, have too many or that, or not too many, but so
yep.
many, as I'm sure
Absolutely.
You have, and be able to, you know, get this expertise from all of these people. And like you said, the key is to be able to slow it down. I feel like it's like the football thing. Like, you know, when you're watching football and
it's exactly the football thing. That's why I say the same drawing tools, the same slow motion. It's, you know, it's exactly like that.
I like want to send, I honest to gosh, I want somebody to send their piece to you because I want to like take a look at this. I think this is the coolest thing ever. And I just want people
what's
to
nice about
do it.
For the teacher or the parent that's paying for the service, there was a time that I was brought out to studios to do this. So it saves the teacher or the parent the travel expenses, hotel to put me up at that. I mean, this is, it's just all done. It's much simpler and cost effective for everybody.
Oh my gosh,
you know?
That's exactly where I was going with it. That's why I brought up the private, you know, coaching and the live event. I mean, it's kind of nice
yep.
there, but this is, I mean, this is just the wave of the future. I mean, you've got it nailed. I am just so impressed. Okay, so you're telling us that that's only one component?
Right, right. It's called the recorded video review. And, you know, I brought up a dance competition child because that's when I first started this, you know. But it's really designed for students maybe 14 to 18 who are looking for professional careers and want to come to New York and to get their opinions on that. So of the submissions I've gotten so far, one was a college girl auditioning for college. So I gave her advice on how to dress more appropriately for the audition, how to enter the room, a better choice of a leotard, and realizing that she's being judged the moment she walks in the room. So all that stuff for her was great. Another girl wanted a submission just for dance competitions. A young boy from the Midwest, never been out of a small town city, wanted a career on Broadway, and I tell you, he was fantastic. What a dancer. But he knew nothing about New York, so he actually used the other option you just asked me about. It's called a career coaching phone call. We spoke, and he sent me his routine. I did the review like I did, and then he did the next step, was making a phone call for the career coaching call, and we talked about the routine, but also when he comes here, come for a summer, take an intensive here, get to know the city, here's where you
right.
can stay, here are the studios, take classes. So the career coaching phone call coaches them on career advice and what to look forward to when they come to New York, the pros and cons, the ifs, the whats, the hows, from a professional like myself who's been here for 30 years doing it. So that's what that is, a career coaching phone call.
Okay, can I just ask, how excited was this person? I mean, these people that you talk to, they have to be like, oh my gosh, I'm talking to Bob Rizzo on the other end of the line, and I'm actually getting this time. I mean, that's what it is because that's the difference, and exactly you and I have talked about this in the past, that, you know, conventions and competitions are great, and they really definitely have their niche and whatnot, and I know you and I are both big supporters of the convention and competition circuits. However, what happens at those is the mass, you know, you're talking about
right.
so many people, and
mm-hmm.
you're talking about how much time do you get, like, personal attention from these teachers just because of the format. I mean, the you know, so many great companies out there, but it's really about the format. So to be able to bridge the gap, you know, Linda and Daryl Redder are doing something similar out in California, and it's about bridging that gap between
mm-hmm.
once you stop convention and competition, and then you want to be a professional. There's such a major gap there that students really don't know about how to become that professional.
Exactly. And let's face it, we both know there's probably 5% of that room who want to be professional, but I want to get the 5% to work with. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. And
yeah.
that's why I say that convention, that was so well said, because, you know, that convention competition, we don't want that to go away.
No.
But that 5%, we do want to zone in on those 5% of, you know, those people that do, you know, so that they do have the tools and the outlets like yourself and this fabulous new venture. So how can somebody take, you know, be part of this new platform that you have?
Well, they can go right to the website and check it out. It's called thedancecoach.com. Just thedancecoach.com,
okay.
and they can read all about it there. And we also have a Facebook page. It's just called A Dance Coach on Facebook. They can just go there, and we do postings for, you know, entertainment, auditions, company performances. So it's just up-to-date kind of stuff in the entertainment world and dance. And it's funny, Tracy, when I created the website, I wasn't even thinking about the parents when I launched it. But I got two career coaching calls from parents. So then I've added parents to the...
I'm
always evolving, of course,
because
no one's done this before. So parents are calling about college choices for dance. And so I can let them know which colleges actually have theater dance-related programs or more modern programs, more cost-effective programs. So the calls are not limited just to the performers. The parents can call, or a teacher as well. So it's pretty open.
This is so needed. And honest to gosh, before I ask you this last question, before we break for commercial, I just have to say, though, you've always been such the innovator. And here you go again. I love that you not only reinvent yourself and what you're doing, you stay so relevant to what's happening in the industry. And here you are going digital, and here you are filling that gap for everybody in this industry. So I really applaud you for that, Bob. Thank you.
Yeah, Jason, I've been lucky to be involved in a career I love for 35 years, and I love dancers and dance teachers, so I wouldn't have traded for anything else, I'll tell you that.
I know, because you and I were just saying we both have a love fest for teachers. I mean, I think I'm just an educator at heart. But before we break for commercial, Bob, I like to ask guests, if we do have a quick moment, who's inspired them throughout their career? So I'm sure you have many, but off the top of your head, does anybody come to mind?
You mean a star or just anybody?
Kind of anybody, really, because I think you have an interesting background.
Well, it's funny. I have to bring it back to, I guess I'll say Lou Conti again. I just think he's terrific. He was a terrific teacher and a terrific choreographer. He made his dances just sang. And he was a hard and good teacher, and I learned a lot from him. So
you
I guess...
It's Lou, yeah. And I had a feeling you would say that, but of course I didn't want to speak for you. but I will say, one of the reasons why I like to say this out loud to people, and sometimes it might seem like it's, you know, obvious talking or whatever it may be, especially in you saying Lou Conti, but one of the reasons why I say this is because of the importance for people. And what I've really gathered, you know, in hosting this with Dance Talk Radio, is each successful person in the dance industry, what I have found is that they end up having, it's usually somebody that inspired them long ago that's really stuck with them, and it's kind of carved the way, you know, like it's, you know, for their own path and their own journey, even though they go off on their own journey, they still really go back to the words of wisdom that they received from somebody long ago. So it's important for our young listeners to hear that. Because, gosh, you said you met Lou at what age, weren't you? How old
19, were you? 19, 20, yep. Mm-hmm.
Look at that. Yep. And how, you know, I mean, and look at the success that you have had in your career. And so, I mean, that's fantastic for people to know. So I want people just to, you know, like open up their eyes and ears, you know, and listen to people that have had this successful career, and look around the people that are around them right now to really grab on, be a sponge. Isn't that the truth? Like, go
Absolutely.
Be a sponge. That's what we say.
Absolutely.
Soak it all in, you know?
Right, Tracy, right.
Well, Bob, thanks again. I want to go back and just reiterate one more time both websites. Can you just go ahead and do that for us?
Yeah, for the videos, the dance instructional videos, it's www.bobrizzo.com. And then for the dance coach, it's just www.thedancecoach.com.
And make sure, thank you, Bob, for joining us at Dance Talk Radio. And to every listener, make sure you guys get over there and get these words of wisdom and nice critiques and everything else that Bob Rizzo is offering out in New York City. Thank you, Bob.
Thanks again, Tracy. And best of luck with your programming.
Absolutely. And I'll definitely be in touch.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Okay, we have to take a brief commercial break, but coming up is our Inside the Studio segment with Eclipse Performing Arts from Indiana, followed by two guests, Kennedy and Lori, joining us from Arizona to talk about Kennedy's high-level training. Stay tuned.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN. Take us on the go. It's even easier now. The Voice America Talk Radio Network has launched our mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market to download the app powered by Aircast. It's free and no registration is necessary. In minutes, you could be enjoying your favorite Voice America Talk Radio host, no matter where you are, in the car, out and about, while traveling, or anytime you can't be close to your computer. Catch up on the archives you've missed or discover new shows on the spot. Search Voice America at your favorite app store. Adoption changes a family forever. For the adopters as well as the adoptees, there are many adjustments that need to be made, from lifestyle to financial, and the personal rewards are unlimited. Listen every week for Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. We will examine in detail such topics as international and domestic adoption. We will talk with adoption professionals and hear stories about real families adopting. If you've been thinking about adoption or recently began the process, you'll want to tune in to be inspired every Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America. You are listening to Dance Talk Radio with Tracy Marciniak and today's guest expert. To reach the show live, please call 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. You may also reach out via email to dance@dancetalkradio.com. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back to Dance Talk Radio. I'm Tracy Marciniak, your host for Dance Talk Radio, where everything is dance. Coming up now is Inside the Studio, where we feature one dance studio across the nation. And this week's featured dance studio is Eclipse Performing Arts from Chesterton, Indiana. Please welcome owner Michelle Brown and master teacher Tara Drew. Hello, ladies, and welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Tracy. Thank you for having us.
Oh, yes, absolutely. For sure. This is going to be fun. Michelle, I'm going to start with you. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your background and how you became the owner of Eclipse?
Well, I started taking dance when I was 6 years old and danced up until I was a senior in high school. Went on in college to be a cheerleader in college at Murray State in Kentucky, and then started working for cheerleader dancing. Met my husband, had three beautiful baby girls, and really didn't have a plan about owning a dance studio. But my girls, we had a little local studio in the area. Chesterton's kind of out in the boonies. And lucked upon this amazing studio with Tara Drew teaching at the studio. The owner had some financial problems, and lo and behold, there wasn't a studio within probably a 30-mile radius. I was going to open a dress boutique, fashion boutique, like my grandmother before me, and took the money and opened a studio.
Oh, my gosh, that is fantastic. You know, I didn't realize that part of it. I thought that I had a feeling you were going to say, though, and that's why I wanted to ask you about how you became the owner of Eclipse, because what I have found about as many studio owners across the country is that you had three girls that they danced, correct? They wanted to dance and they did dance?
They did.
And there you were spending, as we know, I know it's kind of, you know, we definitely have to, dig into our pockets for dance and that type of thing and continuing education. So I found many, many people then ended up going, saying, hey, you know what? I'm going to be a studio owner, right? So that's kind of what happened to you, and you fell upon this wonderful studio that you ended up taking over.
Well, I had no intentions. You know, it wasn't my lifelong dream to be a studio owner, but yet dance had been a part of my life, my entire life. And it became such an important part for my girls. And when the studio that they were dancing at was no longer, the teachers that taught there didn't have a job, and so I took the money that I was going to invest in a boutique, and I opened the studio with this amazing staff that I was blessed to have.
Oh, my gosh. I was just going to say very blessed, because there you were with these wonderful teachers that didn't quite have a home at that point, which leads me over to Tara, and welcome, Tara, and I just want to ask you to tell us, share with our listeners first about your background, if you don't mind.
Yes. Well, my mother is a professional ballerina and was actually a silver medalist in the USA 1982 International Ballet Competition. So,
oh, shout out to your mom.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So she's a pretty big ballerina, but actually came out of the womb dancing, everybody says. So she actually opened her own professional Christian ballet studio called Ballet Magnificat, and it's like the only professional one in the world. And I trained there under her and under some other coaches there, some Russian coach. And I also competed in the International Ballet Competition at 15 and was a semifinalist. But then actually—
Were you really? So you actually competed also at 15?
I did.
So you followed suit. Good for you.
Yeah. So, but then as I got older, I actually did something a little different, a little bit more commercial. I actually danced for the Atlanta Hawks dance team, which is a complete switch because I was a complete ballet bunhead.
I love it. I love the bunhead comment. That's great.
Yes. I did that, and then actually got married, and that's how I ended up here. My husband is from here, and so that's how I ended up in Valparaiso-Chesterton area.
You know, it's interesting that you said that that you switched, like, you know, completely switched, going from the ballet company, of course, is, you know, with your mom as a principal dancer and professional ballerina, and then them owning this wonderful Christian ballet company, that you switched over and went to become an Atlanta Hawks cheerleader for the
crazy,
Atlanta Hawks. I love this. No, you know what's interesting about it? Well, one, that was my background as well, which is so funny to me. I grew up in a ballet society and then ended up going the same route that you did, which I've really haven't really met too many people. And then a couple weeks ago, we had somebody on the show that did the same thing with the Knicks.
Really?
I know. So what I'm finding now in the last decade is that that this is becoming more popular because there's so many different outlets. And I love that you did that. And one of the reasons why I wanted to kind of hold you up on that part of it is because I want our listeners and our young dancers to know the many choices that they have. You know what I mean?
Correct.
Like in dance, because here you grew up in ballet and many of them think, wow, you know, I can't go this route or that route. I have to go just stay into ballet. And you said, no, I'm going to go. I mean, you know, what ballerina can get out onto the court, you know, for that many thousands of people? I mean, Tara, that's saying a lot about yourself.
Oh,
and
sweet.
Your versatility. I mean, seriously, it's saying a lot about your versatility. So you now then met your husband and that's what brought you to Valparaiso, correct?
Correct, yes. And that's how I'm here.
That is great. Well, you know, usually each week when we talk to our featured studio for Inside the Studio, we always talk about like what sets the studio apart from the rest. But I understand from you, Michelle, that one is bringing Tara on board and putting the focus on the technical foundation at your studio. Can you share with our listeners how, you know, your program with Tara is different than other studios?
Well, with Tara's extensive background in ballet, and again, like I said, we are kind of far out of Chicago in Indiana, about a 50-mile drive to the city, it was hard to find really good dance instruction. And a lot of the studios that were even close to us had basic ballet, basic tap, but there really wasn't good technique being taught. And Tara, with her extensive background, we made ballet a focus. And we entered the competition world, and I started hiring teachers with specialty. Instead of having a one-stop shop, I had Tara over technique with ballet. And then I hired a tap teacher that specialized in tap, a hip-hop teacher that specialized in hip-hop. And no other studio was really doing that, where the kids were really getting good instruction from each teacher.
That is what it's about, because now you're building the diversity. But just like Bob Rizzo had mentioned earlier too, the focus on ballet, which I had a feeling you were going to go in that direction. So, you know, for our listeners to hear, and I know so many people that do compete, they often go back and listen to their critiques. And one of the first things that they hear is somebody telling them, get into ballet class. So you guys really, I mean, the focus on the technical aspect and Tara leading such a great ballet program, it's obvious why you guys are doing so well in competition. And I think, you know, that's something for people to really, you know, like soak in. And I know the tricks and the fun stuff and how many times you can turn and everything else is great and fun, but boy, get into a great ballet program.
Well, and our competition team started out very, very small because we required, I mean, Kira absolutely required, you had to take at least 2 ballet classes a week to even be on our team. And most of the teams didn't even have ballet. It was more jazz funk, more hip-hop, lyrical, contemporary, but really not a focus on ballet, and that's the foundation of all dance. And we did lose a few people along the way because they didn't want to do ballet. They wanted to do tricks, and they wanted to get out there and just do turns. And we said, no, you have to be on our team. You have to literally sign a contract saying that you would take at least 2 ballet classes a week.
Good for you. That's the way to do it, go into that contract. And Tara, you've had such an interesting background with your mom, as we mentioned, as a principal dancer, and your dad in the entertainment business, which actually we didn't mention. Can you mention to our listeners
your dad's? Yes, he was actually the child actor Little Ricky on the I Love Lucy show. So, yes.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
No, go right ahead, because I know I'm a fan of I Love Lucy, and I know many people are. So your father played Little Ricky in I Love Lucy.
Correct, yes. A lot of people think it was their actual son, but it was actually my dad who was the one who talked and, you know, had all the lines and everything like that. So, yes.
And played the drums.
Correct, yes. He started playing the drums at the age of 3.
And that's actually where I was going to go that's why I say you have such an interesting background because, you know, he did do that and then, of course, went in and had his own band. So he comes from the entertainment business. Your mom is a principal dancer and ballerina herself. They joined together. They now own and run this incredible Christian ballet company. Were they just a big influence, obviously, for you to pursue dance? And was this just an automatic thing for you to go into dance?
Yes, they really were. My mom is such an inspiration to me. I mean, she is still dancing on point, touring around the world at 58.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious, yes.
She's
amazing. She has such a passion for dance, and I just grew up around her and toured with them, and I even danced with them, you know, professionally some, and I grew up touring with her and just seeing it and being around the ballet, and so it just came natural for me to be there, so...
Okay, yes. I really want to go out and see your mother perform. Where can, like for our listeners, where could we find your parents' company?
www.balletmagnificat.com is their website, and they have a tour schedule listed on there, and you can just see where they are and hopefully get out and see them.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic. Yeah. And also, too, for your background, your husband, he comes from the more athletic route, right? Because we've got the dancer / cheerleader / ballet person, along with your husband, who isn't he the coach over at Valpo?
Yes. Yes, he is actually the Valparaiso head coach. He was a former NBA player also. And so now he's head coach of basketball. So ballet and basketball.
This is fantastic. Okay, and so you have a son. Is he going the dance route, or are we going the basketball route? Which one are we going?
Who knows? I know Bryce has been trying to get him to shoot hoops already. So,
and Michelle and I will be sending him over to your dance class. So it'll be a battle. It'll be pretty entertaining. I'll have to check in with you guys in a few years and find out what direction your son is going.
Exactly. Who knows? He likes to stretch a lot, so.
Well, hey, and that's good for either one, right? That's a good one either way.
Exactly.
I love it. Well, this is great. Tara, thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Absolutely, and good luck to you. You're really doing some great things over at Eclipse, and I know Michelle's really proud to have you as such an integral part of her faculty, as she told me as we were prepping for this show. So kudos to you, and keep up the great work.
She's a great choreographer too, Tracy. She just choreographed her mom's ballet, their newest piece. She choreographed for them.
Oh, look at you. Are you just a jack of all trades, Tara, or what? My goodness,
yes.
What don't you do, girl?
A lot.
That's fantastic. Well, again, thank you, Tara, for joining us. And we have to take a short break, but don't miss our last segment, welcoming Michelle back with us, her daughter, Kennedy, and Lori Henry, to chat with us about the path that was taken with an exceptional young talent in dance. Stay tuned.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
The latest business information is made simple with the Voice America Business Network. The professionals in the business world bring you live talk radio shows featuring an array of business topics, strategies for building wealth, sales and marketing, stock trading, investing, and business technology. Voice America Business hosts are professionals in their fields and bring to the airwaves weekly business discussions that offer up-to-date information, advice, and education. The Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business talk.
Tune in Tuesdays and join the credit master and consumer advocate, Mr. D, a.k.a. Bruce J. Danielson, and learn the whole truth about credit risk scoring, collectors, both kinds, credit bureaus, credit cards, tax liens, mortgages, and much more. Find out how to use accountability combat to protect yourself from becoming a victim and to fight back against corporate abusers, such as banksters who have taken unfair advantage of most of us. The Consumer Fight Back Show educates consumers on how to find relief within today's onerous credit system. See you Tuesdays, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at VoiceAmericaTRN or Twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
You are listening to Dance Talk Radio with Tracy Marciniak and today's guest expert. To reach the show live, please call 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. You may also reach out via email to dance@dancetalkradio.com. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back to Dance Talk Radio. I'm Tracy Marciniak, your host for Dance Talk Radio, where everything is dance. I have Michelle Brown with me from Indiana to talk now about a choice that you and your husband were faced with regarding your own daughter, Kennedy, who has an extraordinary gift in ballet. So tell us about what you were faced with, Michelle, and the choice made.
Well, I own a dance studio in Chesterton, Indiana, and although we focus on ballet, it's not a strictly ballet studio. And Kennedy was going in the direction of straight ballet. She had been on point for only a year, and she did her first Youth American Grand Prix competition and made it to the New York finals. And we knew at that point that she had a gift for it, for just being on point for a year. So Tara Drew had been training her entire time, and Tara became pregnant with her first child and saw that Kennedy also needed to be in class with other dancers that were on the same path as her. So ironically, when Kennedy made it to the finals in New York, we were going on vacation the week before. It was spring break, and Tara said, absolutely not, Kennedy can't go on spring break. And I said, you know what, it's family time, we're going on spring break. So I made a deal with her. I was coming out to visit my best friend, Lori, who is also Kennedy's godmother. And she said, I told her that when I got out here, I would look for the best ballet studio and I would take her for privates while she was here on vacation. Lo and behold, we took her in. Amazing, amazing studio here. Kennedy went to New York. Swamir Wozniak owns Master Ballet here in Arizona, and he was backstage right before Kennedy went on and gave her a big hug, wished her luck, and that kind of made our decision on if we have to let her go.
And what to do from there.
And to send her.
Sure, and I just want to touch base, and one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about this subject was because there you were faced and you know, with this decision to make, you and your husband, and what's going on at your studio. I mean, here you have an extraordinary ballet teacher, Tara, that we just had on in the last segment, at your studio. So you definitely had the high caliber ballet program. But as you and Tara both said, it's not like you're teaching ballet. And plus, too, the kids in mainstream living are going to school. So, you know, you guys, and you're not teaching ballet just 24/7. So you really knew that you needed to go to a straight ballet program. I know Florida was another location that that was interested in Kennedy going there. So without further ado, let's welcome your daughter, Kennedy Brown, to the show, along with her godmother, and basically the one maintaining the structured life and development of Kennedy while she's living in Arizona, Miss Lori Henry. Hello, ladies, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Tracy. Hi, Tracy.
Hello. So, Kennedy, I'll start with you. Tell us, do you train every day in Arizona?
I train 7 days a week.
Wow. And how many hours? Tell us, how many hours a day do you train?
I'll train from 1:30 until either 7:30 or 8:30. It depends on the days. But
wow. Okay,
amazing.
So this is, well, it really is. And one of the reasons why I asked you those flat-out questions, do you train every day? You just said 7 days a week from like 1 o'clock in the afternoon till, you know, 8, 9 o'clock at night. So again, for most of the dance studios across the country, that isn't something that could possibly be offered to anybody, you know, with everybody being in school and that type of thing. And so are you happy, because you're also being homeschooled, so are you happy with the choice made with continuing your accelerated training in Arizona?
I'm really happy with moving out to Arizona and having the opportunity to take all these classes and have all these hours under my sleeve, and I can do that because of my online school. If I went to school, I know that I would not have the opportunity to be growing this much, all the hours of dance. So that's why I set a time, certain hours in the morning, to do my schoolwork, and then I get to dance for the whole rest of the day.
I love that you just said that I get to dance. That is fantastic. That makes you just realize, and I understand, Michelle, as a mother, it was hard, and you said, you know, to be able to let her go was hard for you and your husband, but at the same time, just hearing that passion in your voice, Kennedy, and that you just said you get to dance. And also joining us is your godmother, Lori Henry, which is where you live when you're in Arizona. So, Lori, tell us about how this experience is from your perspective, along with the importance of, you know, maintaining the development and structure for such a young person.
Well, for us, it's been great because we love Kennedy, and I have 2 kids myself. And I think one of the wonderful things for Kennedy living here is that she does have 2 older sisters, and she's always kind of been the baby of the family and been led around by her sisters. And now here in my household, she has 2 younger siblings, one of which is a boy. And so she's learning what it's like to be the older sister and have younger siblings.
Isn't that something? So she's like the middle child now, because, am I right? I'm going to kind of go for this right now, live here. So to say, Kennedy, it's Hunter and Jordan that are older than you, and those are your siblings. And then Taylor and Blake are Lori's kids, and those are your younger siblings out in Arizona.
Yeah,
correct.
Exactly.
I love
that
analogy.
We now have a family of 5, a blended family of 5, which is so fantastic. One of the things that I really like is, because of this relationship, Lori, between you and Michelle, you guys really maintain the importance of, you know, Kennedy and the development and structure of the.
Well, Michelle and I work together. You know, Michelle's her mom, and she makes the decisions about what goes on in Kennedy's life. And here in Arizona, I just try to implement what's important to her, and that's that Kennedy has structure and she gets up every day and does things on her own. She's 16 years old, so she can get up and do for herself in the morning, and she has to be self-motivated. She gets what she needs first thing in the morning, and then she goes to her room and sits down at the desk and starts to do schoolwork, and I don't have to tell her it's time to get your clothes on and head out to ballet. She knows what she needs to do. And she gets it done. But Michelle and I work together to make it happen for her.
We really do. And you know, Tracy, I have to say, for our family, I have 3 daughters, Kennedy being the youngest. It was the biggest family decision that we made, and there were quite a few discussions, some heated,
on whether we should let her go to really follow her dream.
Sure.
And a lot of talk back and forth. And if it weren't for Lori, I don't think that I could have made the same decision, because it's hard to let your child go when they're 14 years old. And she's missing out on high school. She's missing out on a lot of the things, but she truly is following her passion and her dream. And we are so lucky to have a family that cares about her here as much as we do. And I spend a lot of time in the air flying back and forth, and we fly Kennedy back and forth. And last year she competed the whole year. She had a six-year commitment to compete with Eclipse, so that was a lot of air miles last year. And this year she still comes back and forth, and she'll be competing with them next month. So,
and that gets her still involved.
A little bit of that as well as being a ballerina.
That's exactly what I was just going to say. What I like about your guys' choices, of course, Lori and Bob being such a support unit and working so well with the communication with you, Michelle, and Paul as your husband, and for Kennedy having the opportunity to still have teammates for her development as a young lady, and she's able to still compete in the convention and competition circuit. And I just want to say also, she's had the opportunity to travel at a young age to, I understand, China, and then in May she's going out to Poland. And I just think that this is just great. I really have to say kudos to all of you involved. I wanted to share your story with our listeners here at Dance Talk Radio, as you have really all mastered the balance of having an exceptional talent with still paying attention to the human being and not just the skill level. So I genuinely applaud you all for not only taking it on, but doing it with such excellence on all levels. So thank you, ladies, for joining us at Dance Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for having us, Tracy.
Absolutely. You guys are stellar in our book. So we just talked to Bob Rizzo in New York City, Michelle Brown and Tara Drew in Indiana, and Lori Henry and Kennedy Brown in Arizona. What a great show. Thank you again to all. And that wraps it up for us. I'm Tracy Marciniak, your host of Dance Talk Radio, signing off for now, but looking forward to joining you again next week live on Monday, 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern, where everything is dance.
You've been listening to Dance Talk Radio. Please join your host, Tracy Marciniak, again next Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. We'll dance again soon.